Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the Juno Minerals Limited Annual General Meeting. All participants are in listen-only mode. If you wish to ask a question via telephone, you will need to press the star key followed by the number one on your telephone keypad at the relevant time. I would now like to hand the conference over to Patrick Murphy, Acting Chairman. Please go ahead.
Thank you and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the general meeting of Juno Minerals Limited. As stated, my name is Patrick Murphy and I've been appointed the acting chair of the company and of today's meeting. As a quorum is present, I'd like to declare the meeting open. I would like to introduce my fellow directors, Mr. Greg Durack, the Managing Director and CEO, and Mr. Hyung Nam Lee, a non-executive director. Also present is Melissa North, Juno's Chief Financial Officer and Company Secretary, and Brent Steedman, our audit partner at Grant Thornton. Turning to the agenda, this is a meeting of shareholders of Juno Minerals Limited. Only shareholders, their appointed proxies or corporate representatives are entitled to ask questions and vote. All other attendees are welcome as observers. Upon registering, you would have been given a coloured admission card. If you do not have a card, please see a representative from Link Market Services immediately. If you have a yellow card, you're entitled to vote and speak. If you have a blue card, you're entitled to speak. And if you have a red visitor card, you are not eligible to vote or speak. Those joining via the shareholder phone line, the presentation is available on the Juno and ASX websites, so you can follow along. After considering the 2021 financial statements, I'll give shareholders the opportunity to question the board or the independent auditors, Grant Thornton. You will also have an opportunity to comment or ask questions in relation to each resolution. If you wish to ask a question on the shareholder line, please follow the instructions provided in the notice of the meeting and given to you by the phone moderator. I intend to vote all proxies given to me as chair in favour of all resolutions where I am directed or permitted to do so. Finally, after my discussions and before the poll vote is taken, the total number of valid proxies and the manner in which they have been directed will be displayed. These figures will be as at the closing time for receipt of proxies, which was at 2 p.m. Australian Western Standard Time on 14th of November 2021. The resolutions will be voted on by a poll, which will be conducted at the end of the meeting. Before I hand over to Greg, just a few comments, short comments from myself. Juno has only been listed for a short time and we are a small company, but by virtue of it being a spin-out, Juno does have a strong institutional shareholder base made up of experienced mining investors. Greg will run you through the activities at our iron ore assets, which have attractive potential for the company. The iron ore price has been volatile since we listed, but we as a board are focused on realising value for shareholders on both of these assets. Separately, the company has the capability to do more, and we will continue to evaluate other opportunities which we think will suit our expertise of the board and management, whilst of course being prudent with shareholder funds, and that will be the focus going forward. So I'll just hand over now to Juno's Managing Director and CEO, Mr. Greg Durack, and he'll provide a more comprehensive update on the activities of the company.
Yep. Okay, thanks, Patrick. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, afternoon or morning, wherever you are in the world today. So, yes, we've been very busy since listing in May. So, yeah, we've got two key projects, that Mount Mason DSO hematite project in Central Yilgarn, and our Mount Ida magnetite project, which is a large resource, 1.85 billion tonnes, also in the Yilgarn. As Patrick said, there's a very experienced board management in Juno at the current time. So just like to touch base on our Mount Mason Dears Hope project. That's what our primary focus has really been on since we've been listed. We've employed a contracting strategy, you know, to minimise our capital startup costs on that project. Keep our operating costs at a reasonable level. The majority of approvals, that this project was approved once before, and all the major approvals have already been secured. There's just a number of approvals we're now proceeding, and we expect those in the next month to 2 months or so. So Mount Mason is a small project, but it's starts from surface. It can produce a DSO fines product of 60%. So as I said, we embarked on a contracting strategy. We actually went out to tender able to execute hard numbered contracts. That was for mining services, crushing services, the access road for mine site to Menzies, which is 29 k's long, and a Menzies bypass road, and also village facilities management. So we've gone through all those tender processes and we have shortlisted contractors to go forward with on the project. We also went out for an early contractor involvement in for a Cassini village upgrade and got requests for pricings on minor services to support the project. So in relation to project approvals, Mount Mason is a approved mining lease and Juno is 100% owner in that project. The mining proposal that was previously approved in 2014 with Jupiter Mines for both Mount Mason and Yundaga, that is still current. There's been a lot of environmental work on our native veg clearing permits, so they actually expired after 5 years. They've only got a valid term for 5 years. So we've had to go out and undertake an autumn flora and fauna surveys, plus an additional spring survey. So all that data is now being collated and will support the native veg clearing permits that have already been submitted, so they'll go in as an addendum. The works approval, that was all updated for Juno and all the latest information, and we expect that approval in December. Project management plan, that's currently being updated. That is just a matter of process. And the minor closure plan is still valid and current. The Mallee Fowl, under the Environmental Protection Biodiversity Conservation Act, we do have Mallee Fowl in the region, so they're a protected species. And we do have a non-controlled action in how we manage around the Mallee Fowl. And also recently we increased our water extraction licence on our mining tenements on site to 820 megalitres. Logistics for Mount Mason is, we're looking at hauling it to the rail siding in Menzies. So we're looking at the ferry development of that Yundaga siding in the short term. So our initial plan is to go to Yundaga, but then access the Goldfields Highway and haul iron ore down to Kalgoorlie. There's a couple of possibilities of two existing sidings down there that we're working on currently. So we're still focused on delivering Mount Mason. As I said, the iron ore prices had a little bit of instability in recent times, but confident for the future and next year. But one of the messages is that Juno will be ready with project approvals and contracts in the form to be executed to progress the project upon board deciding to make a financial investment decision. On the Mount Ida project, that is a very large resource. It's in a very good position. A lot of work has been done on that project in the past, probably 70% to definitive feasibility study level. So it's very technically advanced. It's on a granted mining lease, we do have significant tenure holding for infrastructure and our water exploration. So we do have a fair bit of tenure tied up in favourable water exploration areas. And this is in a great position to become a long life tier one magnetite mine. So our focus for 2022 is secure all our project approvals, have all our contracts in executable form with our preferred contractors, and support port access. We're talking to Cronulla Bulk Terminal and Esperance Port currently, and upon favourable iron ore price stability returning to market, and if the board makes a financial investment decision, we'll be in a position to execute that project very quickly. And as in Mount Ida, magnetites are coming to the fore. It's seen as a green steel. There's a lot of environmental advantages to magnetite. It's a high quality. It actually creates energy in the smelting process, so there's less energy required to produce steel with it. Less fluxes are required to slag it to produce the steel. And also we look on doing some hydrological work on our water exploration tenements for our Mount Ida magnetite project. So that's pretty much in a nutshell moving forward for Juno Minerals. The other statements that follow are the resource statements for both Mount Mason and Mount Ida. So on that, I'll hand back to Patrick.
Thanks, Greg. And just pausing now to invite any questions of Greg before we move to the next, to the formal business. Okay. Thanks, Greg. Let's move to the formal business of the meeting. The notice of meeting was sent to shareholders on 15 October 2021. If there are no objections, I propose the notice of meeting to be taken as read. The annual report for the financial year ended 30 June 2021 contains the 2021 Director's Report, the 2021 Financial Report and the Independent Audit Report. The financial statements have been approved by the Directors and audited by Grant Thornton. As required by Section 317 of the Corporations Act, I now lay these reports before the meeting. I now invite your questions or comments on the financial reports or on any other general matters. Brent Steedman, a partner from our auditor, Grant Thornton, is also available to answer any specific questions you may have. Take it, no questions. Melissa?
No questions, Brent.
As that appears to address all matters raised by shareholders, I will now move to the resolutions. Resolution 1, on slide 15 of the presentation. Resolution 1 is an ordinary resolution and advisory vote on the adoption of the 2021 remuneration report, as included on the screen and in the notice. The directors recommend shareholders vote in favour of this resolution. I note the resolution is advisory only, however the board will consider the outcome of the vote when reviewing Juno's remuneration policies. I also note the shareholders who are members of Juno's key management personnel may not vote on this resolution. Are there any questions on this resolution? Okay, the directors recommend that shareholders vote for the resolution to adopt the remuneration report. Please now select either for, against or abstain for Resolution 1 on the voting card. Turning to slide 16 for Resolution 2. As noted, Resolution 2 was withdrawn from the agenda as per Juno's ASX announcement yesterday. So we will turn to slide 17 now in Resolution 3. Resolution 3 is an ordinary resolution to approve the re-election of Mr. Hung Nam Lee as a director of the company, as included on the screen and in the notice. All directors recommend that shareholders vote for the re-election of Mr. Lee as a director. I now invite Mr. Lee to address shareholders, if he wishes, and take any questions. Assuming there's no more questions, are there any other questions from the audience or the phone line or Mr. Lee? Take those as no questions.
Pardon me. We do have a question.
Against
or
abstain.
Patrick, there is one question, I think.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
We do have a question on the telephone from shareholder Charles Bothrop. Please go ahead.
Hi. A question for Greg. Are there any plans underway to raise the capital to complete what needs to be done? Because obviously there isn't enough in the bank.
Thanks for the question. There's no short-term immediate plans to increase the capital currently. We do have enough cash in the bank going forward.
We are showing no further questions.
Okay. Yeah. No further questions, Patrick.
Thanks, Greg. So just returning to resolution number three and continuing that resolution, please now select either for, against, or abstain for resolution three on the voting card. Thank you. Resolution four, as outlined on slide 18. Resolution 4 is an ordinary resolution to approve the re-election of myself as a director of the company, as included on the screen and in the notice. As such, I will ask Mr. Greg Jurak to chair this next part of the meeting.
Thanks, Patrick. All directors recommend that shareholders vote for the re-election of Mr. Murphy as a director. I now invite Mr. Murphy to address shareholders if he wishes and take any questions.
Thanks, Greg. I made some introductory comments, which I think set, set the path that I think the board of management is looking to take the company and extract value and realise value for shareholders. And we'll, as a representative of one of the key shareholders on the board, we will be acting in all shareholders' interests, but also we are determined to make sure that Juno is a success. Happy to take any questions.
No questions, Kelly? Yeah.
No questions on the phone.
Thanks, Kelly. No questions. Now, please, now select either for, against, or abstain for resolution four on the voting card. Okay, so with resolution four done, I'll hand back over to Patrick Murphy for resolution five.
Thank you, Greg. Resolution 5 is an ordinary resolution to approve the appointment of Grant Thornton as the auditor of the company, as included on the screen and in the notice. All directors recommend the shareholders vote for the appointment of Grant Thornton. Are there any questions from the audience or on the phone line?
No questions on the phone.
Please now select either for, against, or abstain from resolution 5 on the voting card. Thank you. Turning to slide 20 and the poll, it is now time to take the poll on all resolutions. Whilst all the voting papers are being completed, the meeting will not be adjourned, but no business will be transacted. I will advise when the results of the poll have been calculated and the business of the meeting is ready to resume. I appoint Abby Tooley of Link Market Services as returning officer and to conduct the poll and report to me the results of the poll. For this purpose, the returning officer may use members of the staff of Link and the staff of the company to assist. I appoint the company's auditor, Brent Stephen from Grant Thornton, as scrutineer to oversee the activities of the returning officer. I will now hand over to Melissa North, the company secretary, who will read the poll instructions.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I can report that Grant Thornton has conducted an audit of proxies and has also checked the integrity of the shareholder database, which will be used. The persons entitled to vote on this poll are all shareholders, representatives and attorneys of shareholders and proxy holders who hold yellow voting cards. If you are here in more than one of those capacities, you will have been issued with as many yellow voting cards as you have separate capacities. Only those people with yellow voting cards are entitled to vote on the poll. If anyone believes they are entitled to vote on this poll in any capacity and does not have a yellow voting card enabling them to do so, please raise your hand now and a Link representative will assist you. The poll has been conducted on all resolutions 1 through 5. On this card you will find a series of boxes for voting. If you are voting in your own right or as a representative or attorney of a shareholder, please indicate on your card how you wish to vote by ticking or marking the appropriate square for resolutions 1 to 5, except for resolution 2, which has been withdrawn. If you are a proxy holder, a summary of the votes to which you are entitled have been provided with the voting card. If you only have directed votes, you need to do nothing other than submit the voting card. Votes at your discretion or open votes are shown in the column titled Votes Open or on your proxy summary, which can be cast at your discretion. Once you have finished your marking your card, please place it in one of the ballot boxes. If there are any aspects regarding the voting which you are uncertain, please contact someone from Link. Kindly lodge your voting card in the ballot box or lodge your voting when you're required. It appears as though all persons have now voted. I therefore declare the poll closed, subject to finalisation of the poll. The poll will be declared upon conclusion of counting of the votes. Patrick, I'll advise when to reconvene once Link has declared the results. Patrick, where we have the results.
Thank you, Melissa. Just before we read them, I guess I'd give one more opportunity for any questions for any shareholders still on the line.
We are showing no questions.
Okay, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to now announce the results of the polls. The results of the poll are set out on the screen. I declare that Resolution 1 is carried. I declare that Resolution 2 is withdrawn. I declare that Resolution 3 is carried. I declare that Resolution 4 is carried. I declare that Resolution 5 is carried. Thank you all for your patience while we conducted the poll. It has now come to the end of the meeting. The results and any further company announcements will be released to the ASX after the conclusion of the meeting. Ladies and gentlemen, there being no further business, I declare this general meeting of Juno Minerals Limited closed. Thank you very much for your participation today. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.